Earlier, we spoke to our correspondent in Najaf Ali Mousavi on the significance of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's meeting with Iraq's top cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani. Let's take a listen.
This meeting is a historic one because it's the first time an Iranian president visits Sayyid Ali Sistani since the toppling of the regime of Saddam Hussein. This meeting is a very significant one. It shows the close cooperation and ties that exist between both countries, where both Muslim countries with very clear religious identity. Fighting Daesh has been one of the points that has showed how close both the relationship between both countries, between Baghdad and Tehran, when the capital of Baghdad was the country of Iraq was being overrun by the Takfiri terrorists. Iran was the first to not just offer help, they also provided weapons, technical assistance, and even military expertise to try and help Iraq rid of this terrorism by Daesh.
Well, journalist and political commentator Sayed Mohsen Abbas joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Abbas, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts and perspectives on Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's visit to Iraq, the officials that he met with, and also the outcome of this historic visit by the Iranian president.
Well, I think, first of all, of course, the visit and the meeting with Ayatollah Sistani, Grand Ayatollah Sistani, is hugely significant because of its premier quality. I mean, the bottom line is that that region has been attacked by Daesh. And if it wasn't for the combination of the Islamic Republic of Iran's military and other support and the fatwa, the very well-known fatwa, which actually mobilized the Iraqi popular forces, the Hashd al-Shahabi, and actually ultimately saved Iraq from being effectively overrun by Daesh, is a massive thing. And for now, the president and Grand Ayatollah Sistani to meet is very, very significant, because what it signals is an ongoing relationship between not only the Grand Ayatollahs themselves, because Grand Ayatollah Khamenei and Grand Ayatollah Sistani, between them, cover most of the religious following amongst the Shia Muslims, but also both are very strong on unity with Sunnis and the wider Muslim world as well. So these two coming together actually shows strength, shows unity, number one. The other aspect, of course, is President Rouhani's visit with the rest of the officials. I mean, among them was, for instance, the National Wisdom Movement's leader, Amar al-Hakim, in which Amar actually says the rejection of permanent U.S. foreign bases, military bases, and combat forces in Iraq is part of an Iraqi, if you like, mindset and commitment. They don't want America there. And the fact that such a high-profile visit has been organized for President Rouhani, in comparison to Donald Trump, who was not less than a month and a half ago talking about how he was going to use Iraqi bases as surveillance units for Iran, which was rejected by the Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi, was rejected by the President Barham Saleh. This visit is a confirmation that actually the United States isn't going to get all its own way in Iraq, and Iraq won't be turned into an enemy of Iran. Quite the contrary, economic ties are being built up, more memorandums of agreement have been memorandums of understanding have been put forward and agreed. The Shatt al-Arab, if you like, has also been agreed to be dredged between the two sides. That's a major confirmation of the 1975 Algiers Agreement, where now there's total understanding between Iraq and Iran on some disputed areas there. Economic and health sectors, bilateral agreements have been signed around that economically. So all looks very well between Iran-Iraq ties, and in particular, this religious confirmation from Ayatollah Sistani is huge.
Well, if the ties are so positive at this point, that's surely one thing that the United States doesn't want. What kind of a response are you expecting to see, a reaction from the United States following President Rouhani's trip?
I think the reaction will be pretty much what they've been doing before, which is trying to inject money through the Saudi Arabians, because they've been trying to do that in Iraq to buy off certain sectors of Iraqi politics. They've been trying to do this divide and rule between Persian and Arab. That's been a standard strategy. They've been obviously trying to split Iraq itself between Kurds, Sunnis, and Shias. These are just some of the tactics, and they've been using it, money and other kind of allurements. And I think this is the key area that Iraq has to be careful of. Corruption within the political sector and the stamping out of corruption, the creation of really solid institutions which are accountable, transparent, and work freely of outside influence, foreign influence, particularly the US Zionist imperialist influence, is absolutely vital, I think, to the long-term well-being of Iraq. Other than that, they have friendly relations with all of their neighbors. You know, ostensibly, they're not in trouble with anybody. They're cooperating even with President Assad in terms of exterminating whatever's left of Daesh. The US remains a problem, though. They are suspected and alleged to be in charge of the sleeper cells of ISIS. They're alleged to be incubating those groups, and they will still try to stir up the tribes within Iraq to upset, the stability that's emerging there. So the challenge is not over, but this is really good that the Iraqis are very clear about their relationship with Islamic Republic of Iran, their major regional economic, partner, and also their brothers in faith.
Journalist and political commentator Saeed Mohsen Abbas joining us from London. Thank you for your comments, sir.